Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from B.B. Nicholson, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Surprising Perks of Being Old. Age has more advantages than you think. My daughter-in-law texted me to say she was taking her husband, my son, to New Orleans for his 40th birthday. Wait a minute, 40th? I knew he was turning 40. I was there. My panicked husband almost had to deliver this baby himself, since our nonchalant doctor mistakenly decided I had hours of labor left and sauntered off for an untimely coffee break. But knowing he's turning 40 doesn't make it any less shocking. I should be used to kids in their 40s. My daughter is 43, but she's seemed 40 forever. When she was 3, she showed me how to exit the pediatrician's office and find my way to our car in the parking lot. She knew her mother had no sense of direction. When she was in kindergarten, she boarded the wrong school bus because I was in bed with pneumonia and couldn't walk her to the bus stop. I would have gotten hysterical. She directed the bus driver to take her home, where she boarded the right bus. But my son? When he was 11, bullies stole his Halloween candy. When he was 16, the girls in youth group dyed his hair blonde. When he was in college, I got a notice that he had dropped too many classes to be considered a full-time student. Now this kid is about to turn 40? Thankfully, he's come a long way. He has his own business, is a great father, and has, for the most part, stayed out of trouble. But when my daughter-in-law mentioned his birthday, I realized having 2 kids who are middle-aged makes me old. Then I thought about it some more and realized being old isn't so bad. Age has its perks. For one thing, I don't feel old. Those of you who are still young are in for a surprise. You will age on the outside, but you will not feel old on the inside. There will always be a 26-year-old buried somewhere beneath that changing exterior, regardless of what you see in the mirror. You might find yourself getting tired more easily, and that's okay. Give yourself permission to sit on a park bench and regroup before continuing your exercise regimen. I no longer feel guilty about not trimming the hedges or raking leaves. Let somebody else do it. There are some things I am happy to give up. I enjoy being retired because I can sleep as late as I want. This doesn't mean I do. I'm not a late sleeper, but it's good to know I don't have to bolt out of bed, gulp my coffee, and hustle off to work. I don't have to be ambitious anymore either. All that striving, disappointment, and failure look silly in retrospect. As Rudyard Kipling said, if you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those 2 imposters just the same. From If by Kipling. Yes, success is an imposter. When you reach it, you will be content for a few minutes. Then discontentment sets in until you set another goal. The same thing happens over and over until you realize life's all about the journey. Success wasn't all it was cracked up to be. Discovering this is a major perk of growing older. Another good thing about being old is I don't worry as much about my health. Maybe this surprises you, since old people usually have more health problems and go to doctors more often. But I used to be a bit of a hypochondriac. That freckle? Maybe it's skin cancer. The cramps? Stomach ulcer. the panic attacks, I'm going crazy. But by 69, I've dealt with skin cancer, learned that a good diet cures a lot of stomach issues, and panic attacks are nothing to fear. Like success, panic attacks are imposters. Instead of worrying, live. What I do instead of worrying is to take each day as it comes. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Matthew chapter 6, verse 32. But I do more than take each day as it comes. I relish each day. Every day that I feel good, make my own decisions, exercise a little, and love a lot is a good day. If I'm honest, I'm glad it's my children who are in their 40s and not me. I wouldn't want to go back to careers, child rearing, and worrying about the future. And for those who don't want to sit on a park bench or sleep late, there are plenty of things for old people to do. Consider the accomplishments of some of the following people past their prime. At 80, Christine Brown of California flew to China and climbed the Great Wall. At 84, Somerset Maugham wrote Points of View. At 90, Marc Chagall became the first living artist to be exhibited at the Louvre Museum. At 91, Alan Stewart of New South Wales completed a Bachelor of Law degree from the University of England. At 96, Harry Bernstein published his first book 3 years after he started writing to cope from the loneliness following the death of his wife of 70 years. Anna Mary Robertson Moses was happy until arthritis made it too painful for her to embroider. Instead, she took up painting at the age of 75, and we now know her as Grandma Moses. As Yogi Berra said, "It ain't over till it's over." Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.